The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now let's turn to that story. Electric buses worth tens of millions of euros sitting idle for up to 2.5 years because charging infrastructure has been delayed for, it seems like, a couple of reasons. This story has obviously been around for a little while, but the Public Accounts Committee are looking into it. We're joined by John Brady, Chair of the PAC. John, tell us what you're doing at the moment in the PAC to look into this.
Yeah, good evening. Well, look, I mean, this is an issue that we've looked at extensively over the last number of months, and some updated information we received from both the Minister for Transport and the NTA, the National Transport Authority, just add more concerns to the previous concerns we have. I think any of your listeners and anyone else there will find it absolutely staggering that currently there are 110 electric buses currently not in use on public services due to delays and in installing charging points in depots. And each of these buses are around 500,000 euro each. So that's 55 million euro worth of buses lying unused. And if you delve down into the figures, a total of 76 of those buses are in storage in the manufacturer's base in Ballymena for 500 days or more. So that's just short of a year and a half. But more staggering, 14 of those buses have been parked up for 860 days. That's 2.5 years. These buses have been lined up unused simply because of the failure to plan.
So what is the problem? Was it a planning permission issue for the charging facilities? What is the problem?
Well, I think certainly it's not a delay in production or delivery. In fairness, the contract was entered back in 2023, and the manufacturer met their end. I think the delay primarily is being brought about by the government's complete failure to plan and ensure that the necessary charging infrastructure is in place. Now, we've been given
it's not the Minister for Transport's job to make sure that there is charging infrastructure in there. That's the NTA's job, the National Transport Authority, is it not?
Well, absolutely, but
I mean, I know you want minister, to make this about the government. No, I know you, and the minister is ultimately responsible.
The line minister has an absolute responsibility here as well. So, and we had received correspondence from the minister following questions that were put to the minister. So, and the explanations given by both, state that it is impossible to forward plan, for the delivery and the installation to ensure that the two are synced, time wise, and I find that absolutely, defies any logic whatsoever. Because if anyone goes out to buy an iPhone or a phone, the first thing you do is check out, due diligence.
Do I have a charger?
Do I have a charger to charge it? Otherwise, it's null and void. So, those are the basic things that should have been put in place, and instead, here we are, 3 years later, after these contracts were entered into, the NTA are now saying that they are close to concluding a competition for a new electric bus charging infrastructure framework contract that will see the rollout of these chargers going forward. So, that to me is a complete failure to plan. It's the cart before the
it's more than that, is it not, John? It's more than it's utter incompetence, isn't it?
It is. I mean, there's incompetence there at so many different levels that, this basic due diligence was not carried out to ensure that, if there were planning issues, this should have been all teased out. I mean, that's why there's pre-planning meetings with local authorities, and that due diligence should have been carried out before any contracts were signed. The framework contract agreements, that all should have been put in place before this. Instead, we have, 55 million euros worth of equipment, buses in this instance, lying unused
and presumably depreciating, I imagine, as well.
And depreciating. And I mean, we know the advancement in technology for electric vehicles, whether it be batteries or otherwise, the technology is quickly, going out of date as well, I'd imagine. And then there's other issues there. additional costs. I mean, I'm sure the manufacturer isn't storing 110 buses, out of the goodness of his heart, you know. So, I mean, there's obviously storage costs associated with that. But, I mean, anyone out there, you know, that uses buses, commuters on a regular basis knows, you know, the overcrowded services, the delays.
We do. We know, absolutely. We're all aware of that. So in terms of political accountability, you're pointing a finger at the minister. What about the NTA? What have they said? How can they defend this? And how have they defended it?
Well, look, mate, they've given, I suppose, their logic, which absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. They've said it's impossible to ensure that the two are married up in terms of the delivery of buses and the infrastructure. You know, I don't think that stacks up. But, you know, this is a political issue because, I mean, this money was allocated. The minister signs off on it. He is a line minister. So I think what we now need is,
the minister to come forward. It's not the minister's job, though, to make sure. Like we can't expect the minister to know if there's a charger in Finsbury, a bus garage or whatever. Though.
Well, no, sorry, hold on. This is 55 million euros worth of taxpayers' money that is lying.
No, sorry, I'm not in any way diminishing the story.
Let me
put the point to you, though. Yeah, of course there does. But my point is, that is the NTA's job, and whoever buys the buses to make sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, there's serious incompetence there to forward plan, but it is now, obviously incumbent on the minister to ensure that, look, this issue, it's been brought to light. There's a serious ongoing issue here in terms of the utilisation of this massive investment, positive investment that has to be said in EV buses for our public transport system that aren't being used. So we
this is a farce. Should heads roll over this very finally?
Well, look, unfortunately, this isn't the only issue within the NTA. There are a multitude of issues there that points to serious incompetence within that particular body, given, I suppose, the importance of our public transport system, the need to develop it, the investment in it. But again, it does go back to the minister with responsibility here. I think there needs to be a whole government approach here. If we're serious about meeting our climate targets in terms of carbon emissions and that. Look, if we can't get the basics right in terms of putting in a charging points that sees 55 million euros worth of buses lying idle, some for 2.5 years, is absolutely staggering.
John Brady, Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Sinn Féin TD, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.